Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Turns out it's just going to be you and me right now. I've got, I have something I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about Bitcoin, a little bit about Bitcoin. Now, I probably don't have to tell you that I'm not a monetary expert. We have people like Bob McTeer and Andy Goss on the show to help us with those things, because they are. I'm not an expert on Bitcoin in a lot of ways. I know a lot about it, but I'm not an expert on it. But I do know a little bit about what drives it. And there are a couple of things that we need to think about. As you may know, you've probably been, it's been fascinating. It is a fascinating topic, Bitcoin. Or any cryptocurrency is fascinating, and that's what it is. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency because it's only digital. It does not exist. Even the money that's in your bank account that you move around electronically, it is allegedly represented by a real piece of currency somewhere. What's in your account is like a shortcut to it, right? And a convenience, so you don't have to carry all that around and dole it out. Same thing with a check, a digital currency. The money in your electronic account is no different than a check, right? It represents the money that you have. Well, that's what electronic money is. That's not cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is cryptocurrency, and cryptocurrency isn't backed up by anything. Cryptocurrency is only backed up by what other people are willing to pay you for it. That's right. So right now, as you know, Bitcoin over the last several years has gone through a lot of ups and downs. There was one exchange that actually went broke in Japan, I think it was, and collapsed, right? Bitcoin has been down as low as, I don't know, a few dollars, I guess. But now it's over $10,000 per coin. The good news is, I guess you can own pieces of a Bitcoin, but a whole coin, an entire coin, is over $10,000, pushing 11, as I remember. I don't know what it is today. But that's the alleged value of it, based on what other people say it's worth, and now. If you bought a Bitcoin for $10,000, let's say, then you'd have to count on other people believing that Bitcoin continues to be worth something for you to be able to then turn around and, say, spend half of it. You'd have to spend it with someone who is willing to take that. But remember, there's nothing behind it. There's no critical mass. There's no money. There's no assets. It's literally what people think is worth. It's actually, have you heard, remember the story about Tulipomania? Where back about 400 years ago in Holland, they started valuing tulip bulbs, and they kept going higher and higher and higher, and finally it created a mania, and the price for a tulip literally went, a single bulb could have gone as high as $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000, I mean, in our currency. Converted, right? Thousands of dollars for one single bulb. Well, of course, it collapsed. It was called Tulipomania. But at least if you paid $4,000 for a bulb, and then the next day it was worth a quarter, at least you could still plant the bulb, right? Well, there's no bulb in cryptocurrency. So you know, what's it worth? So you're hearing stories, you're reading stories right now about where the government, the Fed, might actually be looking into cryptocurrencies, But in my opinion, and I could be proven wrong, but this is the way I think of it right now, it won't be cryptocurrency if the Fed backs it. Now, there are a lot of people out there who say America's dollars are cryptocurrency because when we went off the gold standard, we went off the silver certificate on the dollar bill, and we went to just being a promissory note, basically. Then when we went to that, a lot of people say that our money is not really all that valuable either. So many people have that argument, and they're probably right. The Fed has manufactured a lot of money in the last 10 years to help buoy the economy. That's how they came up with all the bonds that they have in their account right now on their balance sheet. That was manufactured money out of thin air. So you could say that what's the difference in that and cryptocurrency? Well, let me tell you what the difference is. The Fed represents the U.S. government. The U.S. government owns the United States of America, right? I mean, we own the water around it. We own probably 90% of the Rocky Mountains. We own how much land does the United States own? How much oil? There's real assets that we have a system to collect revenue from their, the United States government's customers are you and me, right? We give them money with our taxes. So there's something behind it. Now, whether you think there's enough behind what the money that's out there, that's a different story, but at least there's something behind it. So even if the United States decides to play around with cryptocurrency, if they use it as an alternative to a dollar, it is not cryptocurrency at that moment, in my opinion. It's just another form of digital currency, another form of electronic currency, like the money in your account right now. Does that make sense? So cryptocurrency, folks, and there's more than one of them. Bitcoin is just the famous one. There are a handful of others. Maybe, I don't know how many, maybe two dozen. I don't know. But there's several others out there. And now, let me say this, because I'm going to talk about this in the next segment. Cryptocurrency is based on a technology called blockchain. Now, I don't know what the future of cryptocurrency is. I'm suspect about the future of cryptocurrency as a currency that has no intrinsic value. But I feel a lot differently about blockchain and distributed ledgers. And we'll talk about that when we come back, because that's going to be in your future. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.